Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Well, it seems that California is on the verge of banning some Christian books. This is a article that I saw, and actually part of a title of an article that just came out yesterday, and it was written in the National Review. It was written by David French. It's actually the second one that he has written on this point, and David says in the beginning of it, he says, late last week I wrote an article that caused a bit of a furious reaction on social justice Twitter. He says, activists claimed that I was lying, arguing in bad faith, or exaggerating the effect of California's AB 2943, a bill that purports to declare, quote, sexual orientation change efforts to be unlawful business practices. I claimed the bill was so broad that it could even ban books, and I am right. It can and would. And then he goes off in the article to talk about a step-by-step guide as to how that would take place. Now, it gets a little bit into the weeds as you talk about the legal ramifications of it, but the bottom line is that counseling, especially counseling about conversion, where a person would be encouraged or spoken to about converting from a homosexual lifestyle to a traditional lifestyle, a romantic relationship between a man and a woman, that would be viewed as fraudulent, that it would be snake oil. You know, you're telling somebody that something that is fraud, you're promising them something that can't possibly happen, and therefore it seems to be coming under that jurisdiction, according to the assembly here in California. Well, I think I've got that right, but it's very difficult to wade through all of that. So I thought, who better to bring on the broadcast to talk about this than Joe Dallas? Joe is right there in California, and his ministry is a counseling ministry. In fact, let me read right from Joe's website. This is at joedallas.com, and I highly recommend that you go out there to read about things that Joe has written about, or see about where to get his books and his speaking engagements and so forth. But it says this: Joe Dallas is an author, a conference speaker, and an ordained pastoral counselor. He directs a biblical counseling ministry for those dealing with sexual and relationship problems and with their families as well. He received his master's degree in Christian counseling from Vision University, San Diego, California, and is a member of the American Association of Christian Counselors. He is also the author of the daily blog Joe Dallas Online. Joe has authored 6 books on human sexuality from a Christian perspective, including Desires and Conflict, The Game Plan, When Homosexuality Hits Home, 5 Steps to Breaking Free from Porn, and his latest, Speaking of Homosexuality. He's a contributing writer for Christian Research Journal. His articles have appeared in Christianity Today, and so on and so on and so on. In this passage, he's been a very sought-after speaker, and I've had the privilege of having Joe on the broadcast here a number of times, and also having Joe actually come to the area here when the area was under siege a little bit from homosexual activists. Joe came and he put on a couple classes for us, seminar for us at downtown Greenville. Did an excellent job. I highly recommend his ministry to you. With that, Joe, welcome back to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. Good talking with you again.
Well, Joe, one of the things I've always appreciated about your ministry was to be able to take difficult subjects and that are somewhat complicated and boil it down for us. We need to call on you to do that again for us with this issue. Tell I'm not sure if I got it right in the introduction exactly, but tell us what's going on here in California.
Assembly Bill 2943 was introduced and voted on by the California Assembly just last week. And you did have it right, Kevin. The bill will make it illegal in the state of California for any counselor of any kind, a licensed counselor, a psychotherapist, a psychologist, or someone like me, a pastoral counselor. Anyone who charges for services will be guilty of fraud if we offer counseling services to someone who wants to change from gay to straight. Now, that broad phrase, from gay to straight, requires some interpretation. The bill calls such a thing sexual conversion or orientation change efforts, and their definition includes changing behavior, changing desires, and again, makes it illegal for anyone who charges to offer those kinds of services. It also makes it illegal to sell or promote books or seminars or webinars that have anything to do with change efforts. And again, change efforts means basically a person says, I am gay. I do not want to give in to these feelings. I want you to help me to understand what I can do when these feelings come up. Help me explore my potential for someday having a heterosexual relationship. All of that would be criminalized under this law. And, of course, the author you were quoting earlier was quite right. The bill very specifically says books and other goods may not be sold. They can be given away, but they can't be sold under this law. And I have argued from the beginning, and I continue to argue, the Bible itself states in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-12, that homosexual people will not inherit the kingdom, and such were, past tense, some of you. That's what Paul said. So he referred to people who had formerly been practicing homosexuality and were no longer doing so. Therefore, according to this bill, the Bible cannot be sold in the state of California. It can still be given away, but can't be sold. So there's really no exaggeration involved. I'm especially disgusted, actually, with the dishonesty of people who are trying to soften the impact of this bill. This bill criminalizes helping someone who wants to even change their homosexual behavior. Now, Kevin, let me be quick to say this. If someone is attracted to the same sex, that attraction runs very deep. As a pastoral counselor, I would never say to someone, if you come to me, I will teach you how to completely be rid of those attractions and completely replace them with heterosexual ones. Well, the human system doesn't work that way. When we repent of a sin, we frequently retain some level of temptation towards that sin. So my counseling is designed to help people be equipped to deal with what temptations they have and explore their potential for different feelings. And yet, according to this bill, you can't even help someone change their behavior. Now, this is an important point, so let me jump on it a little. Kevin, a high percentage of my clients are married men. Married men who are Christian, but they have been involved in secret homosexual behavior. They've been playing around with men, but they reach a point where they realize, hey, I want to stay faithful to my wife. I want to be there for my children. I don't want to do this anymore. Will you help me to stay faithful to my wife, not have sex outside of marriage? According to this bill, I could not, unless I did it for free. Now, I'd be delighted to do it for free for everyone if my bank will also let me have my house for free and if the grocery store will let me have my food for free.
Right.
Then this is a great idea. But and I'm being facetious because,
right,
Kevin, I have no idea or no intention of stopping what I'm doing. I will continue to see clients, and if I need to see them for free, that's exactly what I'll do. So I'm not about to stop offering services. This is something that I have been so blessed and honored to do for 31 years now. I'm certainly not going to stop now, but I am going to have to find another way to make a living to pay my bills if I'm no longer able to do it and charge reasonable rates for it as I do now. So that's the long and short of this bill. And again, there is no exaggeration on anyone's part when they say this bill absolutely bans the sale of books in California. It bans offering counseling services to people who want them and have every right to seek them out. And in its literal wording, it does ban the sale of the Bible, whether people want to admit that or not. That is true.
So in one way, it really is criminalizing Christianity, as I would understand it, because when we speak to somebody about that, from going from homosexual to heterosexual, we're not trying to convert them from homosexual to heterosexual. We're trying to convert somebody from unsaved to saved, right? We're trying we're trying to speak to them about their soul, and if part of the sin that they're committing is their sexual sin of homosexuality, we're going to tell them when they get converted, you need to live as a believer, no matter what sexual sin you're committing. All of those need to be left behind. So it will not just conversion from homosexuality to heterosexuality, but we're talking about conversion to the faith would be criminalized in essence. Am I right?
That is true. Now, let me clarify one thing. You can still, in California, if this bill passes, you can still give the full counsel of God. But there cannot be any charge involved. If you are a licensed counselor, if you make your living by counseling people, you can no longer charge a fee for helping someone who wants to overcome homosexuality. But you can, at least for now, still give the full counsel of God about human sexuality. And you're making an important point, Kevin. If someone is not saved, the fact that they are homosexual is secondary. Mm-hmm. The problem is they are not born again. So to them, we preach the gospel. However, in discipling people, which is also part of the Great Commission, isn't it? We have to be able to teach and preach biblically based guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And what this bill does is basically say you cannot, as a professional counselor of any sort, enter into a relationship with someone who wants to change their behavior and who wants to abstain from homosexuality. And let's not be naive. According to this bill, it would become criminal to charge for counseling someone to overcome homosexuality. But let's not think for a minute it's going to stop there. That would be very naive.
Mm-hmm.
This is one more step towards the government saying to the church, if you, the church, teach that homosexuality is a sin, you are causing harm to homosexual people. Therefore, we will not let you cause harm to them. It will be illegal to say things that we consider to be harmful. And what is that, Kevin, if not the beginning of a church state?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In fact, some of the proponents of this bill have not made that a secret, right? Like they put the reason why we're talking about the sale of things and like a seminar that you charge for would be criminalized is because it was put under this fraud aspect of the government where you can't advertise for products that don't actually perform what they promise if you use those products. So this is the way it's being introduced, but some of the people that are introducing it are saying things. For instance, I think it was the California State Assemblyman who had spoken about the fact that Christians need to get on board with the modern age in this.
Uh-huh.
And so they're not really making it a secret that this is kind of directed at the Christian community. Would you agree?
No question. What other? And here I will say, although it is directed essentially at the Christian community, it also encompasses the Muslim community, the Orthodox Hebrew community, the Mormon community, the community of Jehovah's Witnesses, other religions that I theologically, of course, am not at all aligned with or agree with. But they also have the right to practice their religion uninterrupted from the state. All of those religions
teach and believe that homosexuality is a sin, all of them will be impacted.
Mm. I know what you mean about the slippery slope here with that this is just the camel's nose under the tent, even more than that, but it's it is going to lead to other criminalization and so forth where you won't be able to speak this way. But it currently, couldn't an offering at the church be considered a charge, possibly, if you say to your folks that, you know, as part of the membership of the church, we require that people tithe when they come to church, and therefore the tithe could be seen as a payment for the services of the church, and therefore the church would not be able to speak this way as well. And just trying to think about all the ramifications of this.
That is ultimately a possibility. I don't think that would be the immediate impact of the bill, but it would certainly be the long-range impact of it. I think what we're going to see, Kevin, in America is the systematic dismantling of the ability of the church to teach and preach what the Word of God has to say about human sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are several ways people will attempt to do that. Through lawsuits, people will begin suing both churches and Christian organizations who teach that the definition of marriage is heterosexual in nature. So you'll have individual lawsuits. That has a chilling effect.
Mm-hmm.
You will have legislation that makes it harder for churches or Christian organizations to clarify their position and stay within state guidelines. And then eventually you'll have legislation that will, in essence, say, if your message is harming people, your message must be silenced, and we will determine whether or not the message is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll also see, I'm sure, at Christian universities and Bible colleges and so forth, government funding being withheld if the universities or schools will not toe the line on what they teach about homosexuality and transgenderism. So there's no question, and tax-exempt status, I certainly can see the government in the not-too-distant future starting to withhold tax-exempt status from organizations that will not change their position on human sexuality. So with all these different means, I think we're going to see the government pressuring the church more and more to adopt a pro-gay position. Now, you and I know, Kevin, and I think our listeners know, persecution never admits what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to say, let's persecute the Christians.
Right.
Now, persecution is almost always done under the guise of some noble cause.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat like in the beginnings of Nazi Germany, when the propaganda being put out against the Jews was allegedly done in the interest of protecting the good German citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And in trying to, quote-unquote, protect the good German citizen, the propaganda machine said, hey, the Jews are dangerous, the Jews are sneaky, the Jews are rich and have all kinds of power, and they own the banks, and they're jerking us around, they're terrible people. And if you systematically convince a culture that a particular group is dangerous and dishonorable, then when you start stripping away the rights of that group, the culture will not care.
Mm-hmm.
Could the Holocaust have happened unless Germany had been largely apathetic about what Hitler was doing to the Jews? Of course not. Could this be happening in America unless the American public was not being educated to believe that evangelical born-again Christians are dangerous people? Of course not. But look at the way conservative Christians are consistently portrayed to the American people. Good heavens, Kevin, if we were like we are portrayed to be, I wouldn't like us.
Mm-hmm.
So largely, I think the people who put out bills like what we're seeing in California are counting on the apathy of the general public, because the public has been taught that we are dangerous, dishonorable people because we do not condone homosexuality. We do not believe you can change your sex from one sex to the other. We do believe in traditional morality, and because of that, we are seen as bigoted people. And who has any sympathy for a bigot?
Mm-hmm. Joe, what has the response been there from the church in California?
It has been mixed, Kevin. There certainly has been a response. I mean, many churches, many Christian leaders, many organizations, many believers are very, very concerned about this. Mm-hmm. That is true. There is not the level of outrage and protest that we would like to see. I would like to see the church more energized to do something about this. And I honestly think that many believers think, hey, this bill is not going to touch me. It's only going to limit people who do this kind of counseling for a living, but it's not going to impact my church. It's not going to impact my family. They are dead wrong.
Hmm.
Incrementally, this is just one more step towards the government saying what we may or may not practice. Now, notice this, Kevin. The government will not try to tell us what to believe. The government will say, oh, you can believe whatever you want. We don't care.
Right.
But what the government is attempting to do is to limit how we practice what we believe.
Then
again, if we can't practice what we believe, is not faith without works a dead faith?
Exactly. Exactly. From James and from a country standpoint, constitution standpoint, we're talking about the exercise of religion. I think Barack Obama, during his administration, put it that way as well. Basically, you can believe whatever you want within those four walls. You just can't take what you believe out into the society. You can't actually exercise that religion out in society. And that's what we're seeing here today, the systematic separation of the exercise of religion in our society. Joe, I don't know if a lot of people are aware that this isn't just a fringe element there in the assembly. It passed the assembly, if I remember right, by a pretty wide margin. And now it's with the Senate there in California, right?
Yes, it passed the assembly by 50-14. I would call that a pretty wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then in the assembly, now how long do they take this up? And, what are you thinking is going to happen? Is the assembly just as liberal? Is it just as favorable to this notion as the assembly was?
The Senate is essentially as liberal as the assembly. There are a couple of more committees the bill will go through before it goes up for a Senate vote. I think that the only way the Senate will not vote it in will be if there is enough pressure from enough constituents. And the way things are looking right now, Kevin, that is a long shot.
Mm.
My honest opinion, I am prepared for it to go through. The governor will unquestionably sign it into law. Governor Brown is very sympathetic to virtually all left-leaning causes, and this is one he will certainly champion. So in the temporal sense, in the natural sense, I believe the future is bleak for California. I think that barring, again, a miracle, we'll need to buckle up and be prepared to deal with these kinds of laws. And I say these kinds of laws, plural, because, again, it would be hopelessly naive to think this will be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the Supreme Court ruled in favor of same-sex marriage, and several people from the president on down said, hey, don't worry, people of faith, you are still free to practice your religion as you see fit. This will not interfere. This only allows same-sex couples to marry, but there's not going to be any infringement on the church. Ha, ha, ha.
Hmm.
Tell that to the people who have been sued and lost thousands upon thousands upon thousands because they did not want to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex wedding ceremony or provide photography or catering services.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is in California. The state assembly, during the vote taking on this bill, a couple of assembly speakers said very plainly, oh, don't worry, people of faith, you can still practice your faith in your churches however you see fit. That's a very shallow promise. Number one, those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ are not interested in just practicing our faith within the four walls of the church.
Amen.
Number two, I find it impossible to believe that the state is not going to attempt to penetrate those walls.
Mm-hmm.
I am fully confident that it will. So, again, yeah. I think it's a sobering time, but it's a time to reflect on what we're really here for, what our priorities are, and, of course, to run the race honorably. I hope, Kevin, none of us will be content to just stay the course and do the right thing. I hope we will also strive to do the right thing in the God-honoring way with a God-honoring attitude.
Amen.
And not let bitterness or contempt or pride infect us and cause us to think we are better than these people or cause us to become obsessed with them and hateful towards them. Because you know what? If we stand our ground on moral issues and do the right thing but with a wrong heart, well, when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that's not going to wash.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Joe, I pray that we do stand up, though, for the truth and articulate it like you're doing here. And I pray that the church does rally around this issue and see the significance of it. We've gone from being just marginalized as one thing. Now it's becoming criminalized. And the economic system has now been weaponized against us so that Christians will not be able to earn a living and yet still hold to the beliefs that they find in the Word of God and exercise that religion in our society today. Joe, we so appreciate your ministry and bringing this to our attention. We're going to do everything we can in order to get the word out, but thank you so much for joining us today on the Knowing the Truth program. I'm going to give people your website here in just a minute.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. That was Joe Dallas again. You can go out to Joe's webpage and find out all the information about what Joe is doing. Go out to www.joedallas.com. That's www.joedallas.com. You can see about booking Joe out there. You can also see about his blog, counseling services, and you can get some of his books there as well. Remember this, the Lord Jesus Christ said, He said you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth. To keep this ministry strong and coming your way, you can make a financial gift at knowingthetruth.org by clicking on the donate button.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.